him chance to enter various bodies. Therefore, actually we are the son of Supreme Personality of Godhead. But we are not son of, you know, the father and mother which are in this life. No, that is the truth. So therefore, but somehow we have been put in situation, you know, this precarious situation where we have to, we don't know that how to deal with, you know, this relation. Because our father and mother, they are thinking that I am their son. They don't know this knowledge. So they are expecting us to act as a son. But here we are in, you know, duality. What to do now? Because the parents, they are expecting to be, you know, with them. And here Krishna is expecting something else. And Prabhupada is telling something else, and devotees are expecting something else. So, and we know, isn't it? All of you are knowing, convinced that yes, what Srimad Bhagavatam says, that is a perfect, correct, isn't it? But still we have to live in this world. So somehow we have to interact with matter. So how to do this in a best way, so that, you know, finally I should accomplish the goal of my life to go back to Godhead. At the same time, you know, I should not, all the material relationships should not become an obstacle in my devotion, going back to Godhead. So therefore, it's a very nice pastimes given in, you know, Krishna book, pastimes of Rukmini and Krishna. Rukmini, you all know that she heard from Narad Muni the glory of Krishna in her house. And then she was very, very attracted to Krishna, Krishna's qualities. And then she wrote a letter to Krishna that I am in love with you and I please come and somehow take me with you, otherwise my family members, my parents will, you know, are going to marry me with somebody else. But I want to, you know, get married to you. And then she wrote a letter and she sent it secretly through a Brahmana to Krishna. And then Krishna came, and at the day of Swayambar, all the kings were assembled, Sisupal, you know, her brother Rukmi, the all father, everybody had planned that they are going to marry Rukmini with Sisupal. All they had planned already. But then suddenly Krishna appears on the scene and he takes Rukmini and puts on his chariot. And then everybody, all the family members, relatives, they all, you know, they become angry and they started, you know, fighting with Krishna. And then Rukmini was, you know, she was not, you know, Krishna, when he was chastising, he was, you know, he was punishing the brother of Rukmini and, you know, father and mother of Rukmini. Father of Rukmini, then that time Rukmini was not opposing Krishna. Oh Krishna, why you are, you know, doing it with my parents, you know? No, but Rukmini was telling that this, understanding that these people are my false father and mother. Actually my only relative is Krishna. So similarly you can see even in the case of, you know, Hiranyakasipu, Lord Nrisimhadeva appeared and he was killing the father. And after that, you know, suppose somebody kills your father, will you go to garland him? No, but Prahlad Maharaj, because he is the Lord, you know. So Lord, he did it for the benefit of his devotee, isn't it, Prahlad Maharaj. So therefore, this is some, we see something, you know, unusual things in the scriptures, where, you know, because everybody, you know, if it is the demoniac family members, they have been, you know, being chastised, who stopped the devotees to go to Krishna, who became obstacle to go to Krishna, they were somehow dealt very nicely. So therefore we have to understand this point. So how to deal? So suppose you are, you know, you go to your home and then parents tell, Lord, see, you should enjoy also life and you should do it this way also, and then please come and, you know, we'll go to the movie, or we'll go to disco or something like that, you know. or at least you should what is this? You are not eating even any biscuits and you know tea and coffee also, all these things, you know. So the generally devotees, I heard one devotee recently got a very great problem from his family. He's saying, generally we, what is this? You people are nonsense people, always breaking the four regulative principles, and you are rascals, and you know you don't know how to lead a, you are leading an animal life without understanding the real purpose of life. Is to chant Hare Krishna, and what is this? This is, you are wasting your life by, you know, doing all these things. And then parents becomes angry. So we should not tell like that, you know. It's just like, you know, saap ko jagana, a bail mujhe mar. Wali kahawat suni hogi aapne, a bail mujhe mar. Bulate hain bail ko, invite karte hain mujhe marne ke liye. No, you should be very, very, you know, intelligent, diplomatic. You have to become here. You have to become diplomatic. Diplomatic in the sense that first of all we have to know that what is the goal of my life is to go back to Godhead. But if anything obstacle comes, then we have to deal with them diplomatically. If you cannot deal directly, you are not going to deal. You cannot make them immediately, you know, understand the higher principles of devotional service. So for that, you have to play tricks. So what? Yes, yes, very good. You are telling very nice. Yes, you are right. Don't reject their ideas. Yes, very good. You are right. This is my point. You are good. Like one day, you had fight, no, with parents. No, it should not fight. It is very good, very nice. Yes, you are doing so nice puja, you know. You all are actually great devotee, you should say to your parents, you know. See, at least you are, how many people are worshipping deity? At least you are worshipping such a nice, you know, you are very great devotee of the Lord. They will also feel, you know, praise them. Don't, you know, criticize them. And then, but when you come to the hostel or college, you do your practice. There you say that you are very nice, very nice. But when it comes to your practice of devotional service, you do it very sincerely. Understand my point? So there you are telling externally, but internally you know what is good. So in that way, matlab, unko bhi problem nahi hoga aur aapko bhi problem nahi hoga. Like any, they will also feel that my son is, you know, praising us. Everybody wants praise in this world. Try to understand this one. So therefore you just satisfy their ego, at the same time you can continue your devotional service. So be diplomatic. Because this world is, you know, society of dogs, and you have to understand the people. If everybody wants to enjoy us in various ways, the relatives, friends, everybody, they want to enjoy us in so many relations. Like you can see the people, nowadays they are encouraging their children to, you know, eat, drink, you know, have girlfriends, and perform all these nonsense activities, meat eating, for their encouraging children to do meat eating. And this is what is going on in the society today. And children, those who are coming out of such a culture, such a, you know, sanskar given by the family members, they are just not more than dogs and cats. They are just behaving like cats and dogs. So their moral character is very less, and they are, you know, they don't have any principle in their life. What to speak of going back to Godhead? Even they don't know that how to lead a peaceful and happy life. Their mind are uncontrolled. Each and every, I know today, each and every almost not 100%, but at least 90% is boys today. They have girlfriends before the marriage. Yes, this is special today. And most of the girlfriends, they leave before marriage. Yes. अभी तक मैंने बहुत सारे केसेस सुने हैं. I have girlfriend. I had girlfriend. Yes. This is a situation. Because they don't know the value of, you know, the relationship between the man and woman. They are just living like animals. They don't know the purpose of life. and without understanding purpose of life, they indulge simply in meat eating, illicit sex, gambling and intoxication. That is the goal of their life. So, if we have to understand, do we want to be part of their life or not? Do we want to be part of their life, or we want to lead a life which is based on the principles of Srimad Bhagavatam and Srimad Bhagavad Gita? This is our choice. See, we have to choose which way we want to go in our life. We want to go our life to lead in a pure life based on the principles of devotional service, or we want to lead a life based on the animalistic society, cat and dog society. The choice is up to us. We have to make the decision. And for that, if somebody is encouraging us to participate in the cat and dog's life, somehow we have to stop ourselves not to go in that way. People, you know, why they stress so much, even they know that my devotee is a son, why they, or you know, friends at least, they want us to also indulge, they criticize us when we perform devotional service. They know that what we are doing, that is correct. All of them, they know that is correct. But the point is that they are sinful. And sinful people loves the company. They want to have more company of like chor chor mausere bhai. Bolte hai na? Thieves and thieves are maternal brothers. Chalo aate hain, main bhi daru pita hoon, tum bhi daru piyo, na main tumhe criticize karunga, na tum mujhe criticize karoge. Hai ki nahi? Dono barabar ho gaye. In that way, let us, both of us do sin together. This is the mentality of the people today. अरे ये क्या हो गया, मैं तो केवल आधे घंटे पूजा करता था सप्ताह में एक दो दिन, और मेरा ब्लड का तो रोज जप कर रहा है दो घंटे, ये क्या, मुझसे आगे कैसे निकल सकता है ये, समझ रहे हैं? दिस मेंटेलिटी कम्स इन माइंड ऑफ पीपल, ये तो बहुत ज्यादा हो गया, मैं जितना करता हूँ उतना ही करना चाहिए, उससे ज्यादा नहीं करना चाहिए. दिस इज टू मच. आई एम ईटिंग मीटी, वाई इज नॉट ड्रिंकिंग टी एंड कॉफी? दिस इज ट्राइंग टू बिकम मोर प्योरर देन मी, यू नो. That means that he is going to put me down. So let me, before that comes, let me put out my whole effort to bring him down to my level. And that is what is the, they, you know, then they start criticizing, they start, you know, putting so many problems. Even our close relatives, they do like that. Then what do you speak of friends in the college? Even our close relatives, they start to do like that. Sometimes they feel that, you know, anybody who is in ISKCON, he goes in this ISKCON, after some time these people join the movement. No, it's not like that. Everybody joins the movement. But see, you join or does not join. But at this same time, see, we have so many exemplary grihastha in our society, isn't it? But the grihastha also in the ISKCON movement, they are exemplary in their behavior, their character. They have principles. Their goal of life is, you know, based on truth. The purity. Purity and truth is the embedded in their life. And such people are exemplary grihastha are there in the society. So these people, this fear that everybody becomes brahmachari, that is, fear is not correct. And even somebody becomes brahmachari, what is wrong with this? It's a very pure life, an exemplary life for the whole civilization. The whole world is, you know, going towards hell, and somebody is coming out of it and trying to, you know, show the real way to the world. What is wrong in it? So therefore, such people, they don't understand this point. And they simply think that only living an animal life is the real life. Eat, drink, smoke, and have so many girlfriends. That is the life, they think. Even parents, family members, friends, they think like that. But we have to make a selection. We have to courage, we have to have the courage, strength, develop strength. It's not easy. It's not easy just to tell, you know, reject. Because everybody wants to go in the easy way. If the flow is going in this direction, it's easy to flow along the wave, isn't it? So the whole world today is going towards hell. Somebody said that Prabhupada, whole world is going towards hell. And Prabhupada said yes, towards hell, and they are making the new and new discoveries so that they can go towards hell fast, much faster. They are thinking that I am going very slowly towards hell, let me go much faster. So whole world is going towards hell, and it's not easy to, you know, come out of the, you know, crowd and start a new way of life. It's of course difficult, but we have to have that courage if we want to go back to Godhead. We want to attain the life based on the true principles of the Sanatana Dharma, of the spiritual life, devotional service. So such life which is based on the true principles of devotional service is possible only if we have this courage to, yes, to reject anything which is not favorable for devotional service. And then when we have this courage, then we can attain the real goal of life. Otherwise, you know, even if we are doing bhakti, but then we'll be, our bhakti will be very, very, you know, very, very soft. We cannot get success in our life through this, you know, little faith. We have to strengthen our faith. We have to give our, you know, complete, full faith to Krishna, not anybody else. Our complete love should be oriented only towards Krishna and not anybody else. And then, of course, when we do that, then automatically we love everybody, but not as father and mother, but as the part and parcel of Krishna. So therefore, even in ISKCON, you know, after coming in ISKCON, so many people, they don't understand this point, that my goal of life is only to, you know, purify our existence and go back to Godhead. They know this, but they don't understand this. Knowing is different and understanding is different. You may have read whole Bhagavatam, but how many of people have understood this sloka, what just we read, that nobody is my father and mother? How many people have realized this? So simply reading is not enough, but we have to realize the message. We have to act according to the instructions. We have to bring the instruction in our life. That is the successful reading and hearing. Otherwise, simply just reading is not sufficient. Even if in ISKCON, so many people, you know, they have read all these things, but they don't live the life according to that. So if we are not serious, then we are not going back to Godhead. Even if we are in ISKCON, there is no guarantee that we will go back to Godhead. We will attain the real purpose of our life. Therefore, we have to understand this, and we have to become very serious in this dealing with, you know, parents. Externally, you may be with them, but internally you think that they are all fools. They are all fools, and don't rebel in front of them. Understand your point? They are fools internally, you know, but externally you praise them, that you are a great personality, you are a great devotee, very good. You see little devotion in there. Somewhere they will, oh, you are a great devotee of Hanuman, so very nice. So you are a pious person, a good person actually. Don't say, well, you are devotee. Hanuman, what is Hanuman? Hanuman is nothing. You worship Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Lord. You nonsense. No, you should not. Be diplomatic. Oh, really, they are nonsense. But actually, we should not say nonsense. Like, we should not say something. Prasadam ho gaya? Offering kiji? Koi? And he revealed everything in his heart to the Mataji. And what happened? You know, Mataji, after some time, somebody, that time she was okay with, somebody put in his ears, see, ISKCON is a very dangerous organization. And your husband is with ISKCON. See, in ISKCON people, you know, don't care for their wives and children. They are only mad after Krishna, they are mad people. And then wives suddenly called, you know, 2 days back. So, see, you have to accept either ISKCON or me. You have to choose between these two. इसी इसको कहते हैं आप बैल मुझे मार। We invited problem because of this, because he revealed everything. How much I am advancing in bhakti? No, you should not tell everything. You should be diplomatic. You know, control your. Yes, you are very good. You do your. Okay, you want to see movie? Okay, you go. No problem. I don't go. I will not go. I have some work, important work to do. I feel headache when I go to the movie. You go. Okay. Like that. Little, you know. So, in that way, some way you have to, you know, make some excuse. without their knowledge. Like in my office when I used to take leave. So I will tell in such a way that they will not even have a single doubt that he is going to ISKCON Mandir today. Like I will tell, थोड़ा आवाज बना के बोलता हूँ, मेरी तबीयत बहुत खराब है सर, बहुत सीरियस हो गया है, 102 degrees fever I have today, you know, and then but I cannot come somehow, too much pain is there, हाँ, pain is there in my body, so then like that, so in that way you know, we have to tell like the diplomatic, we have to be if we want to serve Krishna.
So they knew you were in the squad.
Yes.
Your
seniors. Yeah. They knew. Because everybody gets disease. When I go, oh, what is this you are frequently getting? I used to tell, sir, what can I do? You know, this body is like that. You know, any moment, who knows when, who is going to get disease like that. No, nobody is, you know, 100% sure that he is going to get disease. So, what can we do with this problem? Like that. Yeah, that is correct. They also say. Yes. So, but we have to be first sure. Yes, I want to tell life for Krishna. I want to be diplomatic for my devotional service. No, I want to become 100% truthful. How can I say false to my parents? Like, you know, Ankita and all these people. How can I say false, you know, to my parents? Some devotees tell, say, isn't it like that? It should not be like that, actually. No, for Krishna we can tell. Krishna is our father, Krishna is our real mother, isn't it? Real father and mother. And for to attain Krishna, we should be ready to, you know, give up all these moral, low grade moral principles. And then, and when you come here, strictly you follow your chanting japa. You tell, I'm going little to park, ghumne ja ke liye. Ghar pe bhi aap hain, agar jap karne ka problem aa raha hai, to park mein chale jaiye. Thoda kuch bahana bana ke, thoda ghumne ja raha hu park mein. वहाँ पे जाके दो घंटे बाहर रहिए, जपा करके कंप्लीट करके घर आ जाइए. समझ रहे हैं? इट्स सो इजी. उनको भी डिस्टर्ब नहीं किया और आप भी, आपका भी काम हो गया, है कि नहीं? लाइक व्हेन इन माय ऑफिस आई यूज्ड टू टेल दैट दे विल आस्क दैट व्हाई यू आर टेकिंग डोंट टेक ओनियन गार्लिक. So I don't say, no, I am ISKCON, I am, you know, great devotee of Lord Krishna. No, I say actually, see, I have some problem, doctor has told me not to take onion garlic. Yes. And also from my home, from childhood itself, nobody takes in my home going in there. Who knows what is going in home? You know? Like that. Like Sikha Rakhte. Why you keep Sikha? Because, you know, in my home everybody keeps Sikha. That is my tradition. Yeah. Tilak. Why you wear Tilak? Oh, I like this very much. It's very nice. I feel something, you know, divine when I put tilak. I feel something, you know, good. Like that. You know, don't tell that I am great devotee of Krishna, I am following Bhagavad Gita, ISKCON people, I am fanatic. No, you tell, this is what I like, you know, just a fashion. And they will, okay, no problem. You all, so many people have ponytails, isn't it? Big tail. Like that, we have our tail sikha. Like that. So we have to, you know, not show them that you are great. Even the moment you start showing that you are great, they will start feeling envy. And envy will, then they will put obstacles. The only thing that you prove them that you are also great. I am great, I am doing all this, but you are much greater than me, my dear sir. See, you are having Hanuman in your face. Don't preach them, initially. Don't preach them. Preaching means problem, inviting problem. प्रीच उनको कीजिए जो कि आपको सुने. यू ने डोंट प्रीच इन योर ऑफिस, यू डोंट प्रीच इन योर होम. अंडरस्टैंड पॉइंट? दैट इज डेंजरस फॉर योर भक्ति. इनिशियल स्टेज यू डोंट प्रीच. व्हेन यू आर फिक्स्ड अप इन योर लाइफ, पर्टिकुलरली स्टूडेंट लाइफ, यू शुड नॉट प्रीच टू योर होम. इन स्टूडेंट लाइफ यू डोंट प्रीच. Because the moment you start preaching and you preach that this world is, you know, miserable, temporary, illusory, father and mother, all relatives, everybody is illusory. And moreover that you gave them, you know, Bhagavatam said, and somehow they read, or some Prabhupada lecture and they see that father and mother all are, you know, illusory in this world. What is this? My son is also going to say like that to me. You know, they become careful. No, unless you are not fixed up, don't, you know, encourage your parents. People ask me, your parents are also devotee. I said, no, have not informed them. That's why today when I am in ashram since last 7-9 months, but nobody has asked me question in my home. Why you are, where are you? Because they don't know. Yes. They don't know. So I am doing successfully, see. Since last 4 years I am doing Krishna consciousness without any problem. Without any obstacle in my life. No parents, no relatives, they have told me to anything till today. This is an art. This is an art. Like suppose you want to donate something to ISKCON. Okay? You are earning 30,000 per month. You want to donate 5,000 to ISKCON. You tell to your parent that I am only on 25,000 only I am earning. My salary itself is 25,000. So then, if you tell 30,000, then they will ask, where is that 5,000? So you tell them 25,000 only I am earning, and 5,000 is Krishna's money. Isn't it? So then they know that 25,000, they will not ask you. Okay, 25,000, and you can give a account, see, 25,000, 20,000 I am giving you, 5,000 is my expenditure. So where is money left? Yes, my son is good. Good. Little, you know, tricks you have to play. But if you become very truthful, then you cannot do both. Truthful to the family members, parents, and at the same time practice devotional service. So this is what you have to play. You have to do. So, because our goal is not to become truthful in this world, but our goal is to go back to God. And for that we have to do our devotional practice very sincerely. Like I told Saurabh that time, I was telling him, that, you know, you can tell your parents, don't give this to your parents, this recording. I told, you know, your parents that you don't, you know, you tell them that I have got a heavy study load now. I want to become top in class, that's why I will not come every Sunday, Saturday. That's not the truth, you know. Truth is that he wants to be here Saturday, Sunday, so that he can practice Krishna consciousness. But still, if he becomes diplomatic, then he can do his practice nicely. Isn't it? So in that way, we have to become little careful, diplomatic.
I have told them for this.
And you encourage them. If they have something good, yes, you are very nice devotee. You know, you are much better devotee than me. I am nothing in front of you. You know, you are such a nice, you are worshipping, you know, you have altar, you have anything, whatever little they have. You know, at least how many people are good in this world? You are good. Ah, yeah, my son is not, you know. I think, what is this nonsense? You are eating all these things, drinking tea. Hey, आज कब बच्चा मुझे सिखा रहा है? Hey, अभी बताता हूँ. चल, या तो तू रहेगा या मैं रहूँगा. समझ रहे हैं ना? Then it will be a problem for you. And you cannot, you are not in a position immediately leave the parents. So you get a great shock in your life. So therefore, you don't invite the आबल मुझे मार. नहीं. बैल वही पहला तुमको खाना भी दूंगा खा ले पर मुझे मार मत बोल मैं तुम्हारे लिए प्रसाद भी ला के दूंगा मंदिर से पर वही रहा तुम कभी बोलेंगे चलो मैं देखता हूँ किस हॉस्टल में रह रहे हो कहाँ रह रहे हो आप वही फादर एक्चुअली उस दिन मुझे मेरा कुछ और प्लान है कहीं और भी जाना अभी अभी मुझे मैंने सोचा था कि अगर मेरे पेरेंट्स पेरेंट्स बोलेंगे कि मैं आ रहा हूँ दिल्ली किसी कारण बस मैं आपसे मिलना चाहता हूँ आई थॉट दैट आई विल टेल दैट एक्चुअली आई एम गोइंग टू चेन्नई ड्यूरिंग दैट पीरियड सो दैट इफ दे कम दे शुड नॉट कम टू मीट मी यू नो दैट इज वेरी केयरफुल नो आई डोंट गो नाउ सिंस लास्ट नाइन लास्ट वन एंड हाफ टू इयर्स ऑलमोस्ट आई हैव नॉट गॉन देयर I'll go after some time.
Otherwise
they will come. If it is too long, I told them that summer I will be coming, summer vacation.
Okay.
I am doing PhD and I will come in after summer vacation, my exams are over, then I will come. So understand your point. For Krishna, we should do it. There are so many devotees, you know, otherwise it's very difficult. Matras for Sastu Kantya, Situsana Sukadukada, Aguma Paina, and Mr. Tanstu Kitsa Sukha. We have to tolerate. Okay? So this is, we'll end tomorrow, today here. And therefore, be, you know, in this mood. Don't criticize them, your parents, study their sins. Don't, you know, disturb them. Somehow avoid them to enter in your life, devotional life. Even best is, they should not come to know that you are a devotee. That is best. That is the best thing. They should not come to know at all that you are a devotee and you are associating in this, you are staying in the association of devotees and you are doing chanting 60 rounds. They should not come to know at all. That is the best. If, even if they come to know, at least they should not come to know. Like my parents, I heard that in this one people join, you also become. No, no, I don't know. Who says you? I am going to marry, get married. Only thing is that, you know, I want to earn some money so that, you know, by the time. In saying such a way that they should not have any one single doubt. Who says, I am going to get married? Like that. How many, so many people, you can do bhakti and you can be in the Grihastasram. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Yes, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that there is no need to give up anything. Or philosophy should go prove kar dijiye. I am not going to do any such things in my life. You know? Then they will say, yes, my son is going in the right path. No problem. Okay. Thank you very much. Any question? So what did your side mean? Supporting food?
Whatever Krishna conscious,
sir. See, whatever are they? They are dangerous. Only if they are okay. But beyond that, when you start revealing secrets, they start doubting. Oh, you know, this devotee, he has told, he is going to enter in the Grihastha, but still his parents are torturing him so much. Yes? Why? Because, you know, they don't want. When they come to know that you are doing too much, initially they are inclined, oh, very good, very good. The doctor will limit, and they see that you are giving some money also to him. And also you are, you know, doing, spending Saturday, Sunday, whole day with them. No, that is not acceptable. Yeah, be careful. Some limit. Therefore, you always be careful. They are not on that level. See, still when we are in this level, still we are not completely convinced that Krishna consciousness is divine. They don't know that much philosophy. How can you expect them that to be so much convinced that yes, whatever my son is doing, that is correct. They have not read Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. How they can understand Krishna's devotional food? Inside their heart, they may be having, even someday the parents, they have, no, my son should not do this, but in front of son, because you are only my son, if I say something bad, he will go away. They say, oh yes, very good, you are doing rightly only, you know, that's why they say. But inside the heart, they have fear, my son may not leave me. And after sometime, they may start to be problem also. Therefore, better not to let them know. Even if you go to Bangalore, you say, no, I am not staying with the devotee. Even you say, you know, I am staying alone, you say.
Now they have agreed. Because they will be coming with me. In Bangalore, at first they will be coming, and after a month or so, they will also be coming after 2 months, 3 months. Yeah. Okay. So I have to go. So I told her, and they also agreed.
Okay, yeah, okay. Then it's okay.
There is no other choice that they don't have.
Yeah.
Don't do anything.
But when you go, in your case, you are very fortunate.
Yeah. But I told that Bangalore is very polluted, very expensive, very difficult to live.
Yeah. Yeah. See, this is the way how, you know, to convince. We, if we try, want to convince, then we can convince them. There are so many ways to convince. But if we don't want to convince, we don't want to tell lie, oh, I will should be truthful to my parents, then I cannot. Okay?
I told them that I will be preparing for CAT also. Very good environment.